Here we are again, folks, on Christmas Eve. Another year has passed. Christmas Day is just literally hours away. Christmas Day is a time when we celebrate. It has many different traditions for many different families. It means different things to different people. But it is truly a celebration, if you're truly celebrating Christmas, of the birth of the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ, which God proclaimed hundreds of years before would happen. It's a season of miracles and mystery. What am I getting for Christmas? What's going to be under the tree on Christmas morning? Have I been a good boy or girl? But it's also a season of questions. What, when, where, who, how? So think of Mary and how Mary must have felt when her baby boy was born, just as the angel proclaimed would happen. The Bible tells us that Mary treasured all these things. Everything that she had been told, that she now saw before her fulfilled, unfolding before her who that little baby in the manger was, she treasured. She held it high and valued what was there before her, and she pondered it in her heart, thinking about all this, thinking about what it would mean for her for the future, but probably more so thinking about what it would mean for Israel and God's chosen people. She truly had a lot of questions probably at that moment, as we do at Christmas time. As we put the Christmas story and the Christmas celebration in true context of what it really is, a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, we do ask questions. What happened? When did it happen? Where did it happen? Who was involved? And how did it happen? Well, to put it bluntly, it happened exactly like God said it would. The baby was born from a virgin. It happened exactly when God said it would happen. When the virgin gave birth, the Bible tells us in the fullness of time, when the world was just right for it to happen. It happened during a time of taxation. It happened in Bethlehem just like God said. Mary and Joseph were those that were involved as the angel came to Mary and said, "You are the chosen blessed one to have the Savior of the world, to bring Him into the world." And it happened in a manger in Bethlehem. But more importantly, the question we should be asking ourselves, not only at Christmas but every day, is why? Why? Why did God choose this way? Why did God do this? Why did God send His Son Jesus into the world? First of all, to fulfill a promise in the book of Genesis, when Satan had deceived Adam and Eve. They disobeyed God. God said, "I will send someone as the seed of the woman to crush the head of the serpent, to destroy Satan." And God did that when Jesus Christ was born. He did it to fulfill His promise through Abraham that all people of the earth would be blessed through your seed. Jesus can be traced, His lineage can be traced all the way back to Abraham. In the Gospel of John, the one whom the Bible says Jesus loved, tells us that God just simply loved the world so much that He sent His only begotten Son so that whoever might believe in Him would not perish but have eternal life. That God sent His Son into the world not to judge or condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. But we say, why would God send His best? Why would He send His Son into a world of sin to be put to death? And we find some answers to these questions in the book of Ephesians. Ephesians is one of my favorite books because it contains a lot of that good, deep theology and a lot of the good, deep answers to the questions that we're asking. First of all, Paul says in Ephesians to the believers, "Praise be to God, to our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise be to God because He's blessed us." But in Ephesians, it shows us the purpose that God had in sending Jesus into the world, and it shows us the person of God Himself. First of all, it tells us in verse 4, He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight, because in love He did this. First of all, it was because of love. Second, in love, He predestined us to be adopted as like sons. The sons were the ones who inherited all that was the Father's. So He also, in love, because of love, adopted us through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will and to the praise of His glorious grace, which He's freely given to us in the one that He loves. Thirdly, it tells us in Him we have redemption. In Jesus Christ we have redemption. God, why did God send Him? He sent Jesus to redeem us and make forgiveness possible. That reconciliation between sinful humankind and holy God could be made in Jesus Christ. That in Him we have redemption through His blood and forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us. That is Jesus Christ. And God knew what He was doing because He did it with all wisdom and understanding. And fourthly, what did He do? He did it to make known to us. To make known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure. To reveal His will and fulfill His purpose of reconciling mankind and God together. To bring them back in right relationship, which they had not had since the time of Adam and Eve. So God's purposes were, why did He do it? His purposes were because of love. He did it to adopt us. He did it to redeem us and make forgiveness possible. He did it to reveal His will and fulfill His purposes to bring us all back together in Christ Jesus. But it also shows us the person that God is. And here is really the reason that God did this. Because He's just this kind of a God. First of all, He's a God of love. He's a loving God. In love, He predestined us to be saved through Jesus Christ. But secondly, and I find more fascinating than the first, is in verse 5. He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. And in verse 9, He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure. He did it because He wanted to. Because it brought Him pleasure. It brought Him pleasure to send Jesus Christ into the world for you and I. Now, I don't know about you folks, but man, that brings tears to my eyes. To think the Holy God, a God whom was separated from humankind in the Garden of Eden because of sin, our relationship destroyed by Satan, God says, all right, because of my pleasure, because I want to, because I choose to, here's my best. And His name's Jesus. Mary, you're going to be with child. And you are going to have a son and name him Jesus, which means the Lord saves. And He will save His people. God had a purpose. He had a plan. But it all began with the God of love who took pleasure in saving you and I. And that's love. That's what you call a gift of grace. Grace, in case you don't know, is undeserved merit, undeserved reward. We don't deserve it. But it gave God pleasure when we didn't deserve it to give it to us. And that's why we celebrate. There's no other way to heaven. If we should celebrate salvation anytime, it's because of Jesus. And we should celebrate it at Christmas time. Because without Christmas, there's no Easter. Without Easter, there's no way to eternal life. Because Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Simply put, it's not a matter of He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so you better be good for goodness sake. It's not a matter of that. No, instead of putting a piece of coal into our eternal stocking, a loving God found pleasure in putting His Son in a manger in Bethlehem. Why? Because it pleased Him. Because it pleased God. And all I can say is rejoice. Rejoice. Because Emmanuel has come to us. It's wonderful to live a couple thousand years past the matter of fact. Because now we can not only look back at all the testimonies that were given, but we can even look back beyond hundreds of years and see that God said it would happen. That it would happen that way. It would happen in that place. It would happen in that time. And we can say, praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. I hope tomorrow morning, folks, when you wake up and you see gifts underneath the tree, when you step on the Legos all over the floor, when the Nerf darts are flying and hit you in the nose, when the mashed potatoes maybe aren't quite as soft and runny as you'd like them to be, or maybe Aunt Betty and Uncle Bob are fighting, whatever. Just remember what really matters. That God, because of His great pleasure, brought us all together again this year to celebrate Christmas, to celebrate the wonderful birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.